Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 2nd. A snow squall warning continues for northern Grey County and southern Bruce County. Lake effect snow could continue tomorrow. First, our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways in Grey Bruce range from partly snow-covered to bare and wet. Visibility is listed as generally good. Grey County roads are icy at times around Durham, Hanover, Dundalk, and Flesherton. Visibility is listed as fair around Meaford and Thornbury. Bruce County roads are a bit icy around Kincardine. Visibility is listed as fair at times around Walkerton, Mildmay, Tara, Paisley, and Sogging Shores. One man is facing charges after a stabbing downtown Owen Sound this morning. Police were called to the 800 block of 2nd Avenue East around 4:50 in the morning, where they found two men injured. They were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, a 23-year-old man from Owen Sound, was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated assault, as well as one count of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Police say the people involved know each other and there are no public safety concerns. Their investigation continues. They say anyone with further information can contact Owen Sound Police or Crime Stoppers. Sogging Shores Police are looking for any video footage of the area of Godrich Street between Emma and Catherine Street on November 29th, so that's Friday, between 1:45 and roughly 2 p.m. Police are asking people in that area or who may have gone through there with a dash cam to contact them. They haven't said exactly what it's about, but that it's for an ongoing investigation, and they'll provide more information when they're able to. Kincardine Council has given pre-budget approval for a new $600,000 backup generator for the Davidson Center. The main driver for getting approval is the amount of time it would take to purchase the new generator and to have it manufactured. They're hoping to have it ahead of next winter. It would be able to keep the lights on in the building in the event of an outage, as well as maintain the ice rink surface. The Davidson Center is the emergency shelter in the event of a community emergency and the warming and cooling center for extreme temperatures. Councillor Rory Cavanaugh.
From what I've seen personally, I think this is an excellent decision in future-proofing and hedging risk.
The Ford government has spent millions of dollars on a new 60-second television commercial that will run south of the border. The campaign highlights Ontario as an American ally to the north, saying Ontario is the U.S.'s third largest trading partner and the number one export destination for 17 states. Ford previously said that nearly $500 billion worth of trade was done between Ontario and the U.S. last year. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 57 points to 25,590. The Dow Jones is down 128 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.2 U.S. cents, down 21 hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $68.16, up 16 cents a barrel. In sports, Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George has been named to Canada's roster for selection camp for the 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. Game time is 7:30. The Leafs have won 5 of 6 and are currently 1 point back of the Florida Panthers for the Atlantic Division lead. It's an off day in the Professional Women's Hockey League. Toronto Scepters take on Ottawa Charge tomorrow. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack have a midweek road game this week. Wednesday, they travel to London to take on the Knights. You can hear that game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio. And in the NFL, it's the Cleveland Browns against the Denver Broncos in Monday Night Football. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, snow squalls are expected in northern Grey and southern Bruce until sometime tomorrow morning. Some areas could still get 20 or 30 centimeters of snow by then. Breezy tonight, a low of -6, the wind chill -12. Squalls dying down tomorrow and a high of 0. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.